Earlier this summer, the former Rengel Institute site was covered in thick alders. Now, trucks drive back and forth from the site carrying loads of brush. Large swaths of the sloping area have been cleared and are dotted with heavy machinery. The ground is covered in rock pads, getting ready for construction. The western half of the 134-acre property closest to Zamovia Highway is being developed into 22 new housing lots. The development is called Aldertop Village after the historic Tlingit name for the site, Keishan Gitaan. Borough Manager Jeff Good says Rengel officials want Aldertop Village to help families grow roots in town.
And the whole goal, I think, of the property and what the assembly wanted to do was to help lower to middle income families and the younger families to be able to afford a property, to build a house or have a house, and to move here for jobs, because that's an issue for us as we move forward, and that really impacts our economic development.
But how does a municipal government ensure newly built lots in Rengel's tiny, tight housing market actually get into the hands of the intended buyers, those lower-income young families that will build a home and a life on the island? Rengel Economic Development Director Kate Thomas says her office is deep in discussions about how to best sell the lots, whether through public surplus auctions, sealed bids, a lottery-style draw, or over-the-counter sales. She says they're looking at case studies of other municipalities' lot sales.
We're also looking at criteria of the sale or stipulations, whether that be a requirement to have Alaska residency, a certain number of years or terms for development, like you have to develop within 5 years of purchasing the land, minimum down payments. Another stipulation that we saw that was interesting was in order to qualify for lottery sale, you couldn't already own land. So it gets the land into the hands of first-time landowners or home builders, which would be a positive thing, although there are some challenges or downfalls to that. And then limiting the number of parcels that people can purchase so that you don't have a monopoly on the land or something like that.
The borough does have some time to make decisions.
So while construction is underway for roads and clearing, we still need to do the contract bids for utilities. And so there's a lot more planning and construction that needs to take place before they're ready for sale.
But Thomas says local interest is already high.
Since ground has been broken, we've probably received 10 different inquiries, and the folks on the ground out there said they probably could have sold 6 parcels already just with people walking up on site.
The history of Keishan Gitaan plays a role in how it's being developed as well. In 2021, development plans for the site ground to a halt after a First Nations group found the remains of hundreds of Indigenous children on the grounds of a former boarding school in British Columbia. In the following weeks, thousands more children were found at former school sites around Canada. The horrific discoveries prompted the U.S. federal government and Alaska State Historic Preservation Office to look into residential boarding schools in the state. A federal records survey and ground survey of the site did not find any cultural artifacts or human remains at the former Rengel Institute, and development plans resumed in 2022. But because of Aldertop Village's historical significance, Rengel is still required to have an archaeologist on site anytime contractors might be disturbing the ground. Rengel's assembly recently approved a contract extension for the archaeologist as development work has gone longer than expected. The monitor costs about $1,600 per day. That's caused some frustration for local assembly members like Bob Dalrymple.
I don't begrudge the work and the necessary work to do this. I do begrudge the amount per day. It just blows me away. So how many people is it that we're paying for $1,600 a day? Is it one person?
One? Yeah, I think it's one.
How do I get a job like that? I gotta say.
If the ongoing first phase development of Aldertop Village extends past November, it could cost even more. Rengel Capital Facilities Director Amber El Haddad says contractors are doing what they've been asked to, but major developments like this take time.
I think that what they're doing is exactly what is needed. You know, clearing the whole land first and then coming through and they're excavating and returning, filling right as they excavate. So, you know, they're going through and doing it as fast as they can. It's just a long project.
While development work is ongoing, Rengel's Economic Development Board will hold a work session on the subdivision, including how to sell lots and what stipulations might be required for purchase in mid-November. In Rengel, I'm Sage Smiley.